Good evening, everyone. This is just give you a little update on the story of my brother and the hideously unfair assessment by DWP stroke Atos Healthcare, which it seems now for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people, has become a reality and a familiar experience. I've not been party to it for that long, only since about a week. I think I'd heard of it dimly in the background, but being somebody who's head down, tied up, preoccupied by working as I do, it's not something that has crossed my radar before now. But I got some news last week that my little brother was in trouble, and for those of you who had heard the previous boo will know why he's in trouble. 22 years ago he had a near-death car accident which resulted in serious brain damage, and his life has been progressively less manageable ever since. And to compound everything for him, last November he was forced to have a DWP assessment, which decided that he was fit for work and scored him null point on both the mental and the physical chart or assessment scale that they use. And because he has such a bad head injury and is not really able to cope with the world at all, he sort of unsurprisingly didn't do anything with their letter for a couple of weeks. I don't think he even opened it, actually. And when he did open it, obviously went into a bit of a depressive spiral about it. And via the grapevine, I heard about it and decided I would do what I could to redress that. And it's not that it's hard to do. It sounds like a lot of people who appeal this get a good result, because the DWP's case or its process in these matters seems to be incredibly crap, and all it needs is a bit of the light of day to be shone on it and it falls to bits. So I'm encouraged by a lot of the stuff that I read and see on various forums, including a Facebook group. It's very encouraging to see that when people challenge it, they get through. It's also very reassuring to see some of the people, and I'm very touched by how some of the people going through this are supporting each other. I don't think my little brother has access to the web at the moment. I don't think it's one of his priorities. He lives pretty much with his phone and that's about it. So I don't think he can get support in that kind of way. Anyway, enough rabbiting on. I'm here in the office in London. I've been unable to do much on Danny's case today other than I've been in touch with his MP, his local MP, who is flexing his muscles behind the scenes to make representation to the council on Danny's behalf. So that's pretty positive. We're sitting in a place at the moment where, a situation where, because of Danny's inability to deal with this, we lodged the appeal technically probably about 3, 4, 5 days outside of their 1 month. But given the nature of somebody with a brain injury, it's not likely they're going to process this within a month. They're the most vulnerable people and least likely to be able to do it. So my argument in having submitted it in my covering letter is that it proves Danny's, it's one of the things that proves Danny's mental illness or mental health problems, is the fact that he wasn't able to get the appeal together, no matter how serious it is for him. So we've got an MP flexing muscles behind the scenes ready to add some backup where possible. And that's where we stand at the moment. I sent the appeal by registered mail yesterday. Presume they will have got it today. And I think I'm really going to wait to hear from Danny in the next day or so to find out whether the DWP has registered his appeal or not, and whether he's got some emergency payment in the meantime. Talk to you soon.